The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, The Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio.
Well, thank you for joining me on the Power Hour. My name is Sam. I'm here usually just about once a week, thanks to my buddy Phil, who talked to Catherine. And also, actually, way back when, on the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman, the new man-a-man, Daniel Brigman, I remember many, many, many hours early in the morning. Shout out to Daniel and, of course, Billy, and the creator of all things, Yahweh, the sound of breath and the sound of your heartbeat. So grateful to be here, so grateful to be alive. How is your breathing today? Are you inhaling? Are you exhaling? Are you anxious? Are you nervous? Are you relieved? You know, how you feeling? I think that the last time I was on, we didn't have enough time, and I believe Chris from, informationliberation.com called. And I said, you know, I'll take your call at the beginning of the hour if you do call in. So if he does, we'll give him a few minutes. But I wanted to give him a shout out because he does do good work over at informationliberation.com. So thank you so much for joining me today. I hope and pray that the next hour will be valuable to you and hopeful. And so much to talk about, obviously. I guess you could say that there was a communist or a Zionist that was running for the leadership of the U.S. corporate state. And we got one of those, and we'll see what happens. We shall see what happens. And actually, some of the best information you can get about what's going on and about, I mean, the man who had all the predictions about what's going on. RememberTheLawOfMoses.com. You can go there. RememberTheLawOfMoses.com or ChristianWorldMedia/Classic Redneck Radio. There's so much information about all that. And since Chris isn't calling in yet, what I'm going to do is start with, I always like to share a little poem. This one was written, oh my gosh, back in, what's this year, 2024? I think this was written in 2013 or 2012. And it seems to just make more sense because as we look at America, and I just love, I loved growing up in freedom. I loved being a young child and just being able to breathe and be thankful and be able to disagree with people and learn and grow and talk to my creator when I was out climbing a tree and looking at the sky and the stars and everything, the seeds, and knowing there is one who made everything. And I did not know, of course, I called him God way back then. And now I know his name is the sound of breath, and it's my job to fear him. And I don't mean just fear him like, you know, somebody's going to kill you or something. I mean, obviously, you're afraid if somebody's going to, like, kill you. But I mean fear all the time. I mean fear like obey, like don't, you know, do the commandments. Don't lie. Don't murder. Don't cheat. Don't steal. Remember the Shabbat, which is the whole calendar is a fraud. But anyway, we can get more into that later. And like, let me start this out this way too, because I remember doing this on the Power Hour so many years ago. Start out by saying, don't believe anything I say. And I mean that again. Do your research. Don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. And I believe that's probably what Joyce would say. And Catherine, who is still running the Power Hour. I think I explained last week that Joyce, who was your favorite woman behind the scenes at thepowermall.com. There's no longer taking calls. You can only order the products from the Power Hour at thepowermall.com. And then when those products are out, they will still have, they're not going to order anymore, but they're available because they have trusted partners that they will get a percentage from when you order from their trusted partners. And those can be found out at thepowermall.com. Also, thank you to Catherine. Well, this poem is called Bringing Home the Bacon. We humans can do whatever we want. Oh my, we're such a sorry lot. I remember the 60s, burning draft cards and hippies, protesting wars, standing up to the beast in the schools and the streets, Woodstock, LSD, free love and flowers, women marching, burning their bras, breasts bouncing, unshackled, tossing chains of religion, marriage, commitment, and tradition. I can bring home the bacon, fried up in the pan, and never ever let you forget you're a man, 'cause I'm a woman. All hail Margaret Sanger, Gloria Steinem, and their Rockefeller-funded plan. With the women working outside the home, the nuclear family soon goes on the skids, and in time the police state raises the kids. These unwanted rugrats are fodder for war. And with the increase in taxes, we'll fund plenty more and we'll shove it down their throats with media whores. Well, let's jumpstart Big Pharma. We'll throw in the pill. We'll replace the sacred with do what thou will. Liberate the masses for sexual conquest. Oh, glory. We'll remind them they came from monkeys. And the result of the union between the man and the woman won't really be human, but discarded promptly. Population, LOL, oh, so easy. We humans can do whatever we want. Oh, my, we're such a sorry lot. We've learned to discard and despise the imperfect, the sick, the disabled, the slow. These merely burden our flow. So let's assure our control with the 23andMe designer baby. Like I said, this was 12 years ago. That is no longer around. How about a blue-eyed Barbie without a shred of disease? Can we get an Amazon female, please? My child will play a Roberto on a piano, and she'll be a stunning model who wears stilettos. We'd like an intellectual homosexual, but can you assure that he has an extra-large hole? Oh, the church of the pill serves many purposes still, like promiscuity, and it seems to have worked quite flawlessly. Do men still pop Viagra endlessly? We humans can do whatever we want. Oh, my. We're such a sorry lot. 55 million still forming humans chopped and pulled plumb out of their wombs, their covering, their cave. Yes, since Roe v. Wade? 60 million unknowns have died, but we conveniently reframe infanticide into a self-righteous soundbite. My body, my right. And that sperm in the egg from the lust of your flesh? Well, that's just a bothersome mass to be nipped and tucked, like your face or your breast. Yet weren't we all formed in the womb of our mothers, our bones mysteriously knit together? Oh, didn't she wonder with glee, oh, who would we be? Ah, but today as pregnancy is just another liability. And Obamacare will cover the fees. Hey, America, get down on your knees. So that was written, I think, 2013. So Roe v. Wade was overturned and the number of abortions have changed, but the methodology of the devil to come into generations and to do certain things, whether it was my daughter's generation, pharmaceuticals and psychiatry, and whether it was my father's generation, World War II, and post-traumatic stress wasn't as difficult back then because they had to take, you know, slow boats home. And then, of course, the robot generation now, and Just, you know, the food, the vaccine, the bioweapons. I mean, each generation each generation gets hit with something. And my particular generation, it was being a young child watching those women in Washington, D.C. walking, what? And hey, I'm a woman, you know, and I don't have to, I want to work, you know. I was like, what? And then now today you've got, you don't see a whole lot of women in this transgender, transhuman, terrible, terrible, sad, sad, socially engineered, culturally engineered, straight from the devil himself. You don't see a whole lot of women wanting to, well, you see more men wanting to be women than women wanting to be men. I think as far as actually going through the process, I was going to be a comedian one time, and I remember going to, I didn't really know how, this was like 2014 or 15, and I thought, you know, hey, I can be funny, maybe. And I went to like this little open-end comedy club, and they would call you when it was your turn. And before I went up there, there were like all these people, and they were just doing all kinds of really very lewd sort of whatever. And my joke was, when I was like six, I changed my name to Sam, but I never wanted a penis. Curious, you know, but the people in that club, I was a heretic to them. I didn't really understand in 2016 that the demonic transhuman movement had such a stronghold in this nation, and it's been planned for a long, long time. And I think I've mentioned this book, The Transgender Industrial Complex by Howard Scott. It's like 300 pages. It's unbelievable. What global, and the organizations that are also involved in this, and all the funding and the money, and you know, it's not just the tech folk billionaires. It's them, but it's a lot of other people as well. So this is the Power Hour, and again, I thank you for the opportunity to be here. With this change sort of going on, where we got, you know, the Zionists, not the communists, one bright spot maybe, to be a really straight-shooting guy, and he did a post the other day and was talking about he really cares about children. And, of course, the Defender, Children's Health Defense, has a wonderful website with just thousands of stories and references about all the different ways that Satan, in the guise of corporations and in the guise of governments and in the guise of your local hometown, are trying to kill you. This is a quote from him. Our children, well, he, and I don't use that word anymore. And that's, again, because of I have learned that they're children, obviously. They're children. Kids are goats. And so prophesying that your kids, I mean, goats get up on top of cars and they do whatever they want. And they're children. But Kennedy said our kids are swimming around in a toxic soup. Glyphosate, Roundup, neonicotinoid pesticides, which really do damage to the bees, atrazine, 63% of our water supply, PFOAs and PFAS, corn syrup, cell phone radiation, Wi-Fi radiation, fluoride. He also obviously talks about the vaccines, which I believe are called bioweapons at this point, and in 1986 or 89, I think it was, when did they sign that agreement with the vaccine industry, and where they have no liability whatsoever? I think it was 89, 80, I can't really remember, maybe somebody out there knows, but, and now the schedule is what? I mean, just forget vaccines. It's terrible. They're killing happens is the combination of all of this, plus a vaccine, you know, a bioweapon, you know, it accumulates inside these little tiny, tiny bodies. It accumulates. And then this is what JFK talks about, or RFK Jr. Poor mitochondrial function. I mean, that's the energy centers of the cells. And then they just collapse. And then there's brain damage. And these children are just exposed. What they breathe, what they eat. I mean, think about the food supply. What they breathe, what they eat. So he, administration, I don't know what he's going to do, but can he, I mean, he's sued a lot of folks. He has sued a lot of folks. And won. So let's hope that he can, you know, make his way and make change. I believe he has also talked about, you know, getting fluoride out of the water as well. And I'm not sure if he's familiar with chemtrails or the nanobots flying down from the sky. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's interesting because Trump himself, and I certainly don't know for sure, he lied to, well, of course he was lied to, but I mean, does he know COVID killed 15 million people around the world, the bioweapon killed 15 million people around the world? I mean, that so-called bioweapon vaccine had been in progress for, what, 15 years? David Martin does tremendous work with all that and the history of what they've been doing for a long time with that. And, you know, then, you know, they stick, you know, little tiny nanobots inside there. And the people that took those bioweapons, and I mean, when you think about that time, the amount of pressure and the amount of people, I mean, it was just, I mean, talk about fascist, communist. I mean, it was a terrible time. And so there are still people, thousands of people suffering from the side effects of that bioweapon, and people still dying, you know, I mean, it still dying globally, still dying in this. I think there's been 15 million dead around the world, maybe 20. And that doesn't count all the those who are still suffering from their immune system, or, you know, not being able to overcome these nanobots. I mean, there were placebos as well. I'm sure it was an experiment, so there were placebos. And I think Dr. Brian Artis, who talks about nicotine being something that can be used to help dissolve, but you got to be real careful. I understand with those patches, because those patches have other chemicals inside them, and what was used to actually destroy those little nanomachines was actually liquid, like actually authentic liquid tobacco leaf nicotine. Dr. Brian Artis, I believe that's one of the folks that are the trusted partners on the powerhour.com that you can buy products from. So that works that way. So RFK is going to be in the administration, but there's another person who was named in the administration, and I think her name is Susan Wiles. And I've just only learned this in the last, I don't know, 48 hours. She has been Trump's, I guess, trusted advisor through this whole campaign. And they give really hanging through and, you know, coming and organizing and getting rid of DeSantis. And she's from Florida, I think. And she's very powerful from what they say. I mean, the only powerful one is the creator of the universe, really. He gives us breath. He gives us breath. He is the Almighty. But they say that she's politically powerful. But she was she worked for a company called Mercury LLC, which represented Pfizer, Gilead, Gavi, and the UN Foundation. And she is going to be Trump's chief of staff. And I did maybe 4, 5, 6 months ago. And like I said, please do your research. Trump came out with some kind of a thing on Trump social, which I am not a part of, any one of that social kind of media crap. But he came out talking about RFK, how he was wrong on everything. And the vaccines, and he's wrong. But then it was the other people who follow Trump who were letting Trump know, no, that's not right. We know people who've been injured, blah, 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 blah. And so that paved the way for RFK Jr. to come in. So there's going to be an interesting interplay between this woman who was a player in Big Pharma. And maybe that's why he hasn't come out to say, look, I'm sorry, I repent, man. There were millions killed because on my watch this happened. I allowed this to happen. You know, whether he was lied to or whether he, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So was it Miss Wiles that said, listen, don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. So we don't know, but we do know that I'm very pleased that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be there, and may his voice of all the injured and those crying out be heard for the children. You're listening to The Power Hour. My name is Sam. I'm very, very pleased to be here. And we're going to probably go, I think, to a break in a couple minutes. But when we do come back, there's another guy that's hanging around Trump, hung around Trump. And he was in the administration the last time, and they're trying to push him in again. And this guy's bad, in my opinion. And his name is Mike Pompeo. He's from Kansas originally, and I do believe that it was Pompeo back when he was in Kansas. Maybe that was 2012. Yeah, because there was a bunch of us fighting for a non-GMO label to be on food products. It was a big battle back in 2012 in many places. And there was a bill that was trying to be passed, I think, in Congress for that. They did a QR code instead. Now we know why, because it's all digital. It's all Mark of the Beast crap. But Pompeo was pro-GMO, and that's how I remember Mike Pompeo. That's bad. He's done worse things than being against. I mean, he was against non-GMO, which means he was pro-GMO. So we'll talk more about that on the Power Hour and more when we come back. My name is Sam. Thank you so much for listening. Visit thepowermall.com to find your products. Thank you.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour live from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time for dynamic discussions and electrifying energy. Got a burning question or a hot take? Call in at 888-429-5471 and be part of the conversation. Can't catch us live? No sweat. Replay the show anytime, anywhere by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay ahead of the curve? Sign up for our daily newsletter and get exclusive show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. Prefer podcasts? We've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour, because your day deserves a boost.
Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you, it also supports independent news media. That's right. You're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart. Shop independent. Shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so, so very much for being here. Catherine wanted me to let you know that there is a 10% sale going on with the Power Mall, and you can only order online at this point. So she wanted me to let you know that. Time to be alive in America, and what an amazing time actually to really be thankful for being alive. You know, be thankful for being able to walk. Be thankful for being able to eliminate. Be thankful for being able, there are people that can't chew. There are people that can't swallow. You know, there are, when I think of Gaza, which I'm going to bring up in a little bit, I mean, the images from the slaughter of these, you know, just lining up these, you know what, they can't even walk yet. What, 8 months old, 10 months old, year in, and they're just lined up dead. Blown up, and the ones that are alive are, you know, maybe missing a limb, and they've bombed all the pretty much all the hospitals, and the synagogue of Satan just, you know, for what, this has been going on for 390 some days. And if you talk about it and call it a genocide, you're anti-Semitic, and that's a bunch of bullshit. You're anti-murder. You're anti-genocide. You know what? So evil. It is so evil. But I want to go back to Pompeo, and may Pompeo never set his foot in any administration. Let that be. So Pompeo, not only was he pro-GMO back in the day when we were fighting GMO, he was head of the CIA, right? During in the Trump administration. He was head of the CIA for about a year. And when he was CIA, he was the one that wanted to assassinate Julian Assange when Assange was getting diplomatic immunity in the Ecuadorian embassy in the UK. And Pompeo wanted to assassinate I think Clinton did too, but because they're all such liars and crooks. But and Assange, let's go back just for a second. What did Assange do? He received video from a man who since became a woman. Lateral damage, if you can still see it on YouTube. Every time I can't even see YouTube anymore because I think I've said this before. It says, prove you're not a bot. And it's like, I ain't signing in. Forget that. I just won't watch it. I'll go to Rumble if I can find it. But man. So collateral damage is what it's called. And I remember seeing some military talking about collateral damage as well. Let me just tell you what this is. It was video from a Apache helicopter in Iraq, 2000, maybe six or seven. And it was like they were playing a video game and they were shooting their missiles. I think maybe they were a mile and a half away, 2 miles away. I don't know exactly how far a missile goes off an Apache helicopter. But these people were walking down the street, and one of them had something on his shoulder. He was a cameraman for Al Jazeera Network. Al Jazeera is a pretty truth-telling network, I'll let you know, in my opinion. One was a cameraman. They shot him. They just boom. I mean, they just all this goes and just slaughters these people on the street. And what's really horrible about this is the people in the helicopter, the guys doing the, okay, you know, bah, 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 the guys doing the shooting and the guy telling them to do the shooting. They're all talking like it's a video game and take them out and oh. And then there was a white van that was driving up, seeing all these men slaughtered on the street in Iraq. And a white van came up and they were trying to pull these bodies to try to help them, see if they were alive. And then these guys in the helicopter are saying, and they start shooting again to the white van. And there were children in the van. And they said, oh, well, this is what the guys in the helicopter said. They said, well, you know, it serves you right for bringing kids into a war zone, you know. So WikiLeaks got that footage and they released it. War crimes. Absolute war crimes. And Mike Pompeo wanted Julian Assange dead for releasing the war crimes. And Mike Pompeo was also, like I said, director of the CIA in, 2017, 2018. And he was the Secretary of State in the cabinet under Trump, 2018 to 2021. So he also was the one that told Trump, this is according to Tucker Carlson's interview, I think, with Joe Rogan. He also told Trump, don't release any of those records about the death of JFK. Don't do that. Because I mean, Trump is ready to do it. I mean, anybody who was alive during that time and saw that happen knew it was a cover-up and knew it was all ridiculous. And anybody who saw Oswald shot on television live, so anyway, it was Pompeo that said, oh, don't release that. Don't release that, Trump. Don't do that. So he's hanging around. And he's also real pro. He's a neocon, man. He's worse than a neocon. So anyway, that's my take on Mr. Pompeo. Some board in Ukraine. What a horrible thing going on. In Ukraine. My God. Do you know that now in Ukraine, it's illegal to have firewood? I don't think this isn't coming to America. Unless America, can we repent? Can we get on our knees? Can we wear sackcloth? Can we remember the Ten Commandments? Can those people working in these agencies, these three-letter agencies, can you repent for what you have done? Can you repent? Can you know what do you know what the Ten Commandments are? Do you know? Maybe I can read them again later. Can you fear Yahweh? Can you fear your maker again? And you get down on your face and say, man, I'm sorry for everything I've done, man. I am so sorry you gave me life. You created me as a spark in my mother's womb. The heart that you have beating right now, your heart right now, which says his name, Yahweh, 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 that heartbeat that you have right now, that started beating at 18 days of age when you were in your mother's room. It's the same heart. The hands, you know, I injured my hand recently, and I got to tell you, wow. I am stunned at all that a hand can do. You know, opening up a lid, wiping your ass, tearing a piece of paper, opening up a baggie. You know what I mean? Using the can opener, pulling up your pants. You know, I mean, hands are so incredible. Well, the hands that you have right now were the kidneys. You had them in the womb. They were formed. They were formed in the womb. Your liver, your bones, your blood, you know, your nervous system, your amygdala, your hippocampus, your prefrontal cortex, your pancreas, your toes, all in the womb. That's where you came from. And there's male and female. Sometimes there's a little confusion, but not what has been perpetrated upon this earth by the devil. Eliminate man. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. Yahushua, his name is not Jesus. His name is Yahushua, shortened, Yah's salvation. Came to give life and to give it more abundantly. Let's cry out to him, folks. Let's say we're sorry. Let's repent. Let's repent. In Ukraine, if you store firewood, without the proper paperwork about where you got it, I am not, this. I'm not, like I said, don't believe me. Don't believe me, but there's people can face, when the law comes into force, it's, for example, here's what they say. This was on RT.com. When the law comes into force, if a married couple stores firewood, about $730 American money, stores firewood, and they don't have any documents about where they bought it, they could face 5 to 7 years in prison. Those who store a smaller amount of firewood without paperwork, let's just say it's a tree or a stump, you'll have a fine of $825. Now, the winter in Ukraine is coming, as the winter is coming in most places in the Northern Hemisphere in America. You imagine this? You're going to be fined and go to jail for not showing your papers for wood to keep your family warm. It's the Ukrainian parliament. It's called a criminal liability for storing firewood with. Now, Z-Man, Puppet Man, Actor Man, Zelensky Man, plays piano with his man. Dances in high heels like a man. Zelensky, I think it was in the pagan month of May that he declared martial law and there's not going to be any elections. So he's about as illegitimate as you can be. I mean, he was an actor, okay? And they created a Jewish Ukrainian guy created some kind of a movie where he was a the movie and he became the president. And then they created a political party with the same name as the movie, and Zelensky was the star of the movie. So Zelensky became, you know, whatever. It's all just completely, totally, horribly contrived. So now Z-Man wants to put people in jail for storing firewood without proper paperwork. Now Biden, Brandon, since he's on his way out, He wants to, this is what he, this is just so sick. He wants to, you know, let's send another $9 billion. The demonic Brandon, well, no, I put this part in, demonic Brandon. The administration plans to push forward to put Ukraine in the strongest possible position. I just got a sign that said my internet connection is troubled, so I'm not sure what that means exactly. So let's see. We can I don't have a whole lot of control over that, unfortunately. So anyway, they're up to that. They're doing that. And of course, when we get over to Gaza again, they've been using artificial intelligence, two different programs, one called The Gospel to take out the buildings, one called Lavender to take out the people. And they've been slaughtering for over 387 days, women, children, everything. I don't think we can imagine the horror. I think of that scene in Apocalypse. The horror, the horror. Some of you probably remember that. Well, this is probably more horror than any of us could really imagine. So Meta, right? Meta was Facebook. Those of you probably already know all this, but Meta was Facebook, changed the name to Meta because Zuckerberg was going to go from that to kind of like, you know, the stuff where you put those things on your eyes and you go into the Meta world, you go into the anti world, you go into the fake world, you go into the virtual world, and you live there. And that's what Meta is. And so he's I don't think he needs to repent too for all those, all that money he poured into the 2020 election that was stolen. He paid a lot of money to create a lot of fake ballots to have them dropped off. If you look at the number of ballots that were counted, so-called in 2020, it was like 81 million and one and 70 million and one. And there's like how many millions of less ballots this time? Anyway, Zuckerberg. So anyway, Meta now is going to permit U.S. government agencies and national security to use AI models for military purposes. Now, what this means is they've probably been doing it for a long, long time, because I am sure that artificial intelligence, demonic artificial intelligence, and tech, and the demons surrounding these agencies would like nothing more than for the 5G and the 6G to be turned on, and for those people who received the bio warfare, you know, weapon in their arm, for those who've been self-assembling inside their bodies, if they're still alive, the demons would like nothing more for those to be activated and then for them to turn into whatever zombie they want to be and go kill people at any time. But, I mean, that's really what's going on here. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood. We are fighting demonic forces. So AI is now providing, or Meta, excuse me, Meta is now providing Lockheed Martin, Bose Allen, Palantir, all kinds of AI stuff, which means a long, long time. And the company's president of global affairs said, oh, you know, this use of Meta AI will be responsible and ethical for military purposes and support prosperity and security of the U.S. state. It's just, it's all so awful. It's all so awful. But, you know, there's another war a little bit closer to home in the brain anyway, and this is also going on. It's called Next Generation Non-Surgical Neurotechnology N3. And Dr. Giordano is talking about this. James Giordano, he's been with DARPA and all kinds of stuff. And basically he's talking about, you know, we really don't have to give you vaccines anymore. We don't really have to give you vaccines anymore. We can do it intranasally. You know, you can breathe it in through your nose. You can do it intraorally. Or we can use electromagnetic fields. We can use electromagnetic fields to migrate units to distribution within the brain. So they have been working on this system for a long, long time to find through the brain and through his body and to eliminate, you know, to kill as many people as possible and then to eliminate as many useless leaders as possible, to sicken as many people as possible so they can just get rid of them. And now it's all just out there in the open about how they're going to just send the EMF signal to your brain. And if you have any, you know, little nanobots in your brain from all those chemtrails that have been going around for a number of years, if you have any in there, or if you have any from the bioweapon that you got in your arm, well, it's, you know, possible. So we need to be crying out to Yahweh for and repent for the 85,000 tons of bombs dropped inside Gaza, right? And what day is today? I think it's 399. And I mean, they basically admitted that they're killing everyone. And that's their goal. And of course, they've bombed Syria. They've bombed Lebanon. And it's the synagogue of Satan, folks. It's not, they're not the chosen people of our mighty one. And we do have a mighty one. And he sees everything that's going on. He sees our job to fear him, to get down on our knees, because he can take our breath any moment. He gave us our breath. He gave us our breath. He gave us our life. We didn't like spontaneously appear out of a worm nematoid or whatever. We are absolutely amazingly made. Matter of fact, I think I've got time. I'd like to read this psalm. Yahweh, you have known me, you have searched me, you know my down-sitting, my uprising, you understand my thoughts far off, my way, my lying down, you are acquainted with all my ways. There is not a word in my tongue, Yahweh, you know it. You have beset me beside, behind, you laid your hand upon me, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, it is high, and I cannot attain unto it. Where do I go from your spirit? This is Psalm 139. Where do I flee from your presence? If I go to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, you will lead me with your hand. Your right hand will hold me. If I say, well, the darkness will cover me, the darkness does not hide you from me. The night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. You have possessed my reins. You have covered me in my mother's womb. We talked about this earlier. I will praise you. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. My soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret, curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, yet being unperfect. In your book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, but there were none of them. How thoughts to me, Yahweh. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more than the number of sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely you will slay the wicked, Yahweh. Depart from me, you bloody men. They speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. His name is Yahweh. Do I not hate them, Yahweh? Do I not hate them? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them as my enemies. Search me, Yahweh. Try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me to the way of everlasting. That was Psalm 139. Psalm 139, a Psalm of David. That's how I really want to end this broadcast. You're listening to The Power Hour. I want to, again, give a shout out to Phil, Catherine. even Dan Brigman way back when. Thank you, Dan, Numana. And the powermall.com, thepowerhour.com. You have to order online to support this broadcast and to have a greater understanding of the Ten to remember the law of Moses.com. Remember the law of Moses.com. There's no important time, especially now in America, to cry, to repent, to be thankful, for everything, for a hand that can grab a can opener or open up a bag of organic, you know, right? I mean, fingers, toes, knees, elbows, wrists, shoulders, bones, joints. Wow. Lymph nodes, fascia, all the glands, tear ducts, teeth, immune system, the ability to swallow, the ability to chew. There is so much to be thankful for. The Chinese are not in the streets yet. We don't have bombs dropping everywhere. We're not having leaflets dropped from the sky telling us, this isn't safe. Go over here. And then bombing us on the way while we're leaving from one place to the other. You know, his name is Yahweh. Yahweh. Fear him. Let everything that hath breath praise him. His breath is the sound of our name. I think I'll read, I might run out of time, but I think it's really important to read the Ten Commandments one more time. And I'll do it as quickly as I can. You're listening to the Power Hour, and I thank you so much for your time. Anyone who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of slavery, you have no other mighty ones against my face. You don't make for yourself a carved image or the likeness of anything in the heavens. Read the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20. Thank you for listening to the Power Hour, powerhour.com. All esteem to Yahweh.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure to tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.